Welcome to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast,
where we've flipped the script with our groundbreaking modus operandi to bring you real, relevant, and relatable tactics and techniques to master your own play to win mindset.
Talk about a superpower. It's time to iron your cape.
What we know for sure is what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one is really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Welcome to The Edge, where playing not to lose is not an option.
What's up, Barley Soup?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, everybody. Today, what we're going to talk about is two ideas that sound very similar that people get mixed up. It's really two concepts that people talk about as interchangeable, but they're not. And one is about one team, and the other is about first team. Now, if you think about one team, it's like, oh, okay, great. Everybody's one team. We're going big, happy family. Anything about first team, it's like, okay, great. You know, we're all in the same thing together. But the big difference between one team and first team mentality is, I think, Jen, the first team mentality really, truly challenges your thinking, because this first team mentality is something from years and years and years ago that Patrick Lencioni talked about in the Five Dysfunctions of a Team book. And basically, the first team concept is so important because it's about the executive team and aligning the executive team and building trust with the executive team, helping the executive team have healthy conflict, you know, accountability, commitment, and ultimately get results. Now, the first team puts that executive team first. Normally, people think about, okay, the leaders should extend their, I don't know, allegiance, for lack of a better word, to the people that they supervise. But the true allegiance and the premise of the first team is that that first team, that executive team, that command staff, for lack of a better word, that needs to be where the solid trust and the allegiance really is, not with the people that those people supervise.
Yeah, I love the word allegiance. I think that's perfect, Karen, because it is about loyalty. It comes to where, for a first team approach to leading the business, is my loyalty is to you, my peers that make up this executive team. And the reason the loyalty is there is because you are in service to what the business needs versus what you need as an individual. So traditionally, leaders have their most alliance with, as Karen mentioned, the people they oversee. They manage their direct reports. There's a lot of time put into those people, from hiring and training and working towards departmental goals. All of that is necessary. But if you don't have the first team mentality, when you go into a executive meeting, you're going to be thinking, how do I get the most for my direct team? When the reality is how is we as a first team serving the business, which means sometimes I need to sacrifice or bargain or negotiate or let go of what my team needs in service of the larger organization. So I think that allegiance, that's such a good word, because it's not that you don't care for your direct reports or care about or grow and develop, but it's that you are aligned, linked arms, hand in hand with your executive peers so that the loyalty is there going towards the shared visions, the shared values, the shared goals, the shared strategies, and being in alignment with those around you.
You know what, Jen? I think that, you know, with the with the background, right, that I had in law enforcement, it's interesting because I could see, you know, going up the ranks, like you want to take care of the people that work for you. And you want to have that allegiance. You want to have that bond with those people. And this isn't saying to not have that, because you do want, you know, you're the leader, right? You want your people to, you know, to trust you, to have confidence in the things that you're doing. You want them to be able to rely on you. But also, you want, as a leader, you know, you want to be able to develop future leaders. But I think that a big part of this is that, again, as you go further and further up the ranks, and as we're talking about with executive teams here, when you get to that point in an organization where you are in that C-suite, and Jen and I work with people that are, you know, in, we work with executive teams all over the world, and the strongest teams that we work with are the ones that are able to develop this first team mentality. And that true connection between those people actually makes the connections with that next level down, and that next level down even stronger, because they get to see how solid a leadership team as a first team really truly is.
I think that's so important, because a lot, I think where there's a misconception is if my allegiance is to my executive team peers versus my direct team, what will my direct team think? They will be thrilled that the allegiance is there. When the executive team has a first team mentality, there is more clarity around goals, more clarity around execution, more clarity around results. There's less confusion and chaos throughout the entire organization that is really going to help people feel connected, aligned, and moving in the same direction. And, you know, we first brought up the other concept is a one team. One team approach is important, because what that aspires to is working together, collaboration, communication, being able to come together. But the first team is really about the loyalty needed in order to have the entire organization rowing in the same direction. And so it's just, it's been interesting, you know, as we're working with a new team coming up, it's an executive team, there's a lot of new members on it. We're starting out strong with them by really talking about what is a first team mentality. Why do we avoid it? What are the benefits of it? So that we can co-create it as the team actually comes together.
You know, Jen, and also highlighting that the costs of not doing that. And part of this is going to be really helping these individuals right off the bat, you know, get, you know, we're in a room with them for 2 days, and it's going to be how much are they really going to get to know each other, creating that ability. How are we going to build trust with them? How are they going to, first of all, we're going in, how do they, we build trust with them so they trust us, but also how do we start to have people in that room really, truly trust each other as they grow as a team together? So we're going to be working with some real fun user manuals. We're going to be working with strengths with them, because it's so spot on to go in fresh out of the gate with a team and be able to see, okay, great, here are your strengths, right? From Clifton Strength Finders, we do those assessments, and being able to see everybody, like, what are those things that they're hitting out of the park? Where might they have some blind spots? What are they, you know, what are they going to really, truly kick ass on? And where are some things that they might, you know, might not really even see because they can't see the spinach in their own teeth? So being able to help this team right out of the gate, you know, I don't know, I want to say kind of develop some really solid, good habits, so you don't have to go into fixing mode. I'm going to tell you, the CEO and the HR guy that we're working with, rock solid, and love the fact that, you know what, Jen, they are so open.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible to think about that there is this opportunity to be able to start from day one of this new team, to be able to put this all in place. It's just going to save time, energy, and effort. And it's the number one way to break down silos, because a first team mentality doesn't allow silos to happen. The results are going to be great. They're going to save so much money in the long run, and they're going to have better performance. So super fun. So when you're with your team, do you have a first team mentality, or do you have a one team mentality, or do you have a no team mentality? It's something to kind of think about to see what really would serve the organization the best. Food for thought.
Wrap it up, Warley.
All right, we're out.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast.
Craving more? Of course you are.
Check out our website at kickstartyouredge.com,
where we fire you up, fan the flames of your competitive edge culture, and ignite your tenacious pursuit of an all-out play-to-win mindset.